2 Timothy chapter 4, some familiar scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. The Bible says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, as I humbly, God, bow my unworthy head behind this pulpit. God, I thank you for the privilege to be saved. I'm thankful for the day in my life when you spoke to me, told me what I was, a sinner going to hell. But I'm thankful the Savior you told me that could save my soul. Lord, I'm thankful for the privilege to be here. Boy, what an honor. These men of God, Lord, I know I'm nothing, but I'm thankful to know I'm your child. I'm thankful to know I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm thankful for what you've done for me and my family. I pray you'd ever help us to be that we need to be. God, we ask these things in your precious and your holy name. We do pray. Amen. Amen. Of course, the Apostle Paul was given some words of wisdom, some words of advice to young Timothy. And I believe young Timothy took these words of advice. I believe he took them to heart. I believe he pondered on them. I believe he believed them. I believe he trusted them. But I believe not after he heard it and received it, Brother Tim, I believe he passed it on. I believe he passed the words of wisdom that Paul gave to him. And I'm thankful to know today, I believe he'd want us, and we need to tell people, you better be ready. Paul said, "For I'm now ready to be offered." The greatest day in my life was a day that God saved my soul. I'm thankful. I was a lost church member. I was faithful to the house of God. I was faithful. This is just me talking. I thought I was faithful to my wife. I thought I was faithful to my kids. I thought I was faithful to church. I'd made several professions. I was just as honest as I could be. But that day, that night, God spoke to my heart and made me aware I was a lost church member that was going to bust hell wide open if I did not put my faith and trust in Him. I thought I was ready, Brother Tim, but I wasn't. But thank God for the night that God showed me I needed to be saved. And it wasn't until that next day. But I'm glad conviction stayed. I went home and I'm glad conviction stayed with me. I'm glad God kept telling me, "You're lost, you're lost, you're lost." I'm glad He'll tell us the truth. We just need to believe Him and trust Him. I appreciate the fact He'd want us to be ready. Ready to be saved, and not just ready to be saved, but ready to meet Him. One of these days, I'm going to leave this world. One of these days, God's going to call me home, and I'm saved, thank God. I'm saved by His grace. He saved me. But am I ready to meet Him? Am I doing what I should do? Am I doing what He's called me to? Am I doing what He's want me to do? I tell you what, there's a lot of people that says they're ready, and I hope and pray they are. But my friend, if God was to come back right now, would they be ready? Would they want to meet Him? Would they want to see Him? I'm glad we can be ready. I'm glad we can be saved, and not just saved, but we can be doing the work that God have us to do. Whether you're a preacher, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a lay member, whether you're a prayer warrior, whatever God has for you to do, be doing what God wants us to do to be ready. He said, "For I know the time of my departure is at hand." I tell you what, we live in a nation that we're blessed. Thank God to live in America. Thank God to live in the United States of America. There ain't nobody out that door that I know of is going to cut my throat for preaching the gospel this morning. But I tell you what, I'm glad to tell you, we better be ready to give our life for the Lord Jesus Christ if that is what He asks us to do. Then He said, "I'll fought a good fight." I tell you, I believe we need to tell each other and encourage each other to keep fighting. We're not to go out picking a fight or looking for a fight. But I promise you this, I believe the Apostle Paul didn't go out fight, but I know this, I believe he stood for the Bible. I believe he stood for what thus saith the Lord. I believe if he heard what was things that was wrong being said, I believe he'd speak up and say, "Now, wait a minute, that ain't what the Bible says. That ain't what my God says." I appreciate you. Boy, I appreciate you, men of God. I don't know many of you, I know a few of you, but I'm honored to be in your presence. I appreciate your faithfulness to the, Brother Buster, I appreciate your faithfulness to the Word of God. I'm glad to tell you, thank God we can fight the fight. I tell you, the Bible says righteousness exalteth the nation, but a sin is a reproach. We wonder what's wrong with this world. Instead of exalting God, instead of exalting righteousness, we're exalting sin, and we become a, but I'm thankful to know there's still men of God. and women of God. Thank God, lay members that's fighting the fight. I'm glad we're on the winning side. I'm glad Jesus Christ, he arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. The devil thinks he's won, but he knows he's lost. He knows where he's going to be put one of these days. I'm going to encourage you, God would want us to fight the fight. Keeping on. I tell you what, there's too many people that's thrown in the towel. There's too many people that's quitting. And I tell you what, there's been too many people that's never got in the fight. I know this, God didn't save us to sit on the pew till God come back and take us home. He saved us to be a voice for him. He saved us to be a mouthpiece for him. We're not going around picking a fight, but I don't care what the White House says. I don't care what the governor of North Carolina says. What God says is true. What God says is right. And if the world says it's right and God says it's wrong, then it's wrong. And I'm thankful we can fight the good fight. I'm glad to tell you. And then he said, I've finished my course. I believe we need to tell each other, let's finish this thing. I believe Apostle Paul said, Timothy, God's put you in this ministry. God's put you in this thing. And don't you quit. Don't you give up. Don't you stop. Don't you quit doing what God's told you to do. I'm glad there's a course. I appreciate the fact to know that David said when he cried unto God and God inclined his ear unto him, he got him out of that miry pit. Thank God put his foot on the rock and established his goings. I'm glad God has already established my going. He's already established your going. I don't have to pray. I don't have to ask this world, what do I need to do? I can look to God, look to the Word of God. He has a course for us to finish, and only I can finish my course. And only you can finish your course. God help us to finish. I'm glad Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to heaven. I tell you what, this world has all kind of ways. There's only one way to God, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I appreciate the fact it's a straight way. Straight is the way. Narrow is the gate that leadeth unto life. Thank God, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And the Bible says, many there be that follow it. I promise you, I'm glad we can follow the straight way, the narrow way, the true way, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad we can finish our course. I promise you this. I ain't nothing. I know I'm nothing. I'm just a sorry sinner saved by the grace of God. God's blessed me with a wife and three wonderful girls. And God, I pray that God will help me, Brother Tim, to finish the course. I pray God will help me to finish that God has called me to do. I'm thankful. Thank God there's a jubilee to be had. There's a God to serve. There's a course to finish. And I appreciate the fact with the help of God, we can finish the course. And God, I pray that he'll help us do that we need to do. And then he said, I've kept the faith. Thank God we need to keep the faith. I'm not preaching you can hold on to your salvation. I promise you, the Apostle Paul wasn't saying, I've kept my... He didn't keep his soul. He didn't keep his salvation, but he kept trusting God. He kept believing God. To keep the faith is to trust God and believe God. I tell you what, his brother Buster said, the devil wants us to quit praying. If we quit praying, we'll quit believing. We quit believing, we'll quit trusting. We'll turn our back on God and we'll doubt God. But I'm glad the Apostle Paul said, keep the faith. I promise you, it ain't me keeping it, it's God keeping me. But I pray God will help me to hold on to him. I pray God will help me to keep the faith. I thank God for the preachers. Thank God for the men and the women that are saved by the grace of God. And God help us. You know why? Because I've got children. I'm sure y'all have got children. You've got grandchildren. For my children's sake, I need to hold on to the faith. For my children's sake, I need to keep the faith. God help me to be true to him. God help me to believe him and trust him. You know what? Just 1 ounce of doubt can get us where the devil wants us. You doubt God, you start disbelieving God, you start distrusting God, and the devil's got you right where he wants you. But I ask y'all to pray for me that I'll keep the faith with the help of God. And I'll pray that God will help you to keep the faith. And then he said, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord... Well, I'm glad there's some things God lets... He leaves it up to himself to do. It says, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Thank God it's going to be worth it one of these days. One of these days when we leave this whole world of sorrow. One of these days when we say goodbye to this whole sin-cursed world. And we see the Lord Jesus Christ. I promise you, it ain't so I can go around to heaven and say, look at my crown. Look at what I've done. Oh no, I believe with all my heart. If there's a crown to be won, we'll go to the very feet of Jesus. We'll bow our sorry knees. We'll place it at His feet. Thank God for the fact He gave us eternal life. Thank God for the fact He saved us from a devil's hell. Thank God for the fact we're going to get to be with Him forever. Boy, it's going to be worth it one of these days. I'm glad what I feel right now. But right now ain't going to be nothing compared to being the very presence of God. I appreciate the privilege to know that God has encouraged me through His words. And I pray that we'll keep encouraging each other. And the God of heaven will do for us that He sees fit, that needs to be done.